Inilah catatan akhir tahun VOA.
Lindsay Aramayo mengikuti latihan bela diri di sebuah kampus di pinggiran kota Washington.
This class has just been a great tool to me because I know like what's going on in the other campuses and I know that I can defend myself.
Mudah memahami mengapa perempuan-perempuan muda ini ingin mempelajari teknik bela diri itu. Menurut penelitian yang dilakukan antara tahun 1995 hingga 2012 dan baru saja dikeluarkan oleh Departemen Kehakiman Amerika, perempuan berusia 18 hingga 24 tahun mengalami tingkat perkosaan dan serangan seksual tertinggi dibanding kelompok umur lain. Sebagian besar serangan seksual itu terjadi di dalam kampus dan universitas di Amerika. Aktivis keamanan kampus Daniel Carter mengatakan, meski latihan bela diri merupakan komponen penting guna mencegah serangan seksual, itu saja tidak menyorot akar masalah tersebut.
We've got to change our culture, tolerating it, of allowing both stranger and acquaintance perpetrators to re-offend.
Kita harus mengubah budaya yang mentolerir tindakan tersebut, karena hal itu akan memungkinkan orang asing atau pelaku yang dikenal untuk mengulangi kembali tindakan mereka. Dan lingkungan masyarakat membiarkan hal itu dan malahan pura-pura tidak tahu.
Casey Edwards setuju. Bulan Oktober 2008, Casey Edwards diperkosa di universitasnya di Florida ketika ia sedang bekerja di perpustakaan kampus.
I had a truck of books and I was getting ready to put them on the shelf and I noticed a man was on the same floor and he was in a hoodie. And I didn't think anything of it and I went down the aisle to put the books on the shelf and then the man came from behind and he put me in a chokehold and he brought me to the floor and that's when he raped me.
Casey Edwards melaporkan serangan itu kepada polisi, tetapi penyerangnya tidak pernah ditangkap. Ia masih memperkosa 3 perempuan lain sebelum akhirnya ditangkap karena membunuh pacarnya. Sejak penyerangan itu, Casey Edwards mencoba mendekati para korban perkosaan lainnya.
I think me talking helps other victims see that, you know, it's not something that you should be ashamed of.
Casey juga bekerja sama dengan pemerintahan Obama yang meluncurkan kampanye untuk mengakhiri aksi kekerasan seksual di dalam kampus-kampus Amerika.
We have a big problem and we need your help.
It's happening on college campuses, at bars, at parties, even in high schools.
It's happening to our sisters and our daughters.
Our wives and our friends.
It's called sexual assault and it has to stop.
We have to stop it.
Kampanye itu mencakup iklan layanan masyarakat yang menghadirkan sejumlah bintang film, musisi, politisi, termasuk Presiden Barack Obama sendiri.
It's up to all of us to put an end to sexual assault. And that starts with you.
Sementara isu penyerangan seksual terus dibicarakan, besar harapan agar suatu hari nanti semua perempuan bisa berjalan keluar rumah dan di kampus Amerika tanpa rasa takut.
If I saw it happening, I was taught you have to do something about it.
If I saw it happening, I speak up.
If I saw it happening, I'd never blame her. I'd help her.
Because I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the solution.
We need all of you to be part of the solution. This is about respect. It's about responsibility.
It's up to all of us to put an end to sexual assault. And that starts with you.
Because one is too many.
Safa Mazreva, VOA, Washington.
Anda dapat mengirimkan email kepada kami di voaindonesia@voanews.com.